Fox45.com.
So are you sweating it out? Worried about filing those income taxes? We're going to talk about that. There's ways that you can find, I think, that the IRS can't touch some of your income, and I'm going to give you some of those suggestions. Of course, it's much easier to hide money when you're wealthy. Some of the wealthiest people in the world have been suspected of tax evasion, but convicting them for cheating, a little bit different. However, there have been few. Remember, there have been a few. Al Capone certainly was one of them. Couldn't get him for what he did mobster-wise, but they were able to nail him on tax evasion. And, boy, the list is long and rather funny. We're going to go over that, too. You'll get a chuckle. If you're sweating it out, you're feeling badly, you're pulling your hair out, I'll make you feel better. I promise. I promise. In fact, they did this new study that showed that the previously unreported estimates that taxpayers whose true income was between $500,000 and $1 million a year understated their adjusted gross incomes by 21%. Wow! Compared with an 8% underreporting rate for Americans earning $50,000 to $100,000. Yeah, whatever. Net misreporting rate. That's what the IRS calls it. The net misreporting rate. See, here's what I think it is. It's kind of like cops. And I have friends that are cops. I have a brother-in-law that's a cop. But there's something about a cop, female or male. They're in the car. They pull you over. Yeah, you're a little worried, right? Because you think, whatever it is, it's just automatic. It's that authority thing. So there's something about the three letters, a little bit different from the dreaded letters, AIG, the three letters, the IRS. Everybody fears the tax man, even if you're getting a refund. Even if you know that you have everything done correctly. And also, because often it gets screwed up anyway. You could be one of those people, and you know, this is always my fear, when you don't do it by hand and you do it where you file it computer-wise, there have been people who were supposed to get refunds that didn't, that were told they were owed money or their refund was lost or whatever. Because, of course, there's going to be glitches. There's going to be problems. There's still people that are waiting for money back from last year. Wouldn't that just hack you off? If you were one of the people that were waiting on I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a couple hundred or if it's a couple thousand or what it is. Oh, that would hack me off. And here's the deal. Unless you live in northern Minnesota or North Dakota, if you want a tax extension, if you want a tax filing extension, you have to apply for one. Now, and we do have people listening to us in the area I'm talking about, you don't have to file. You get a grace period because you're dealing with Mother Nature. Remember that happened? There was extensions and stuff for the people of Katrina, even though that happened at the tail end of the summer. There were still people dealing, and they still are, in Mississippi and in New Orleans, dealing with so much of the cleanup and mayhem and everything else in between, that they were given grace periods too. And that's the same thing for the people in North Dakota and that northern part of Minnesota as well. Can you believe as much time as we spent on the pirates and Captain Richard Phillips, who was rescued by the Bainbridge, the Navy sharpshooter guys on the Bainbridge? Can you believe, yes, it's true, there has been another pirate attack? These guys have big ones, if you know what I mean. It's all about the money. $150 million, apparently, is what they netted last year. I mean, that's an estimation. It could be higher. It could be maybe a little bit lower than that. But based on some of the payouts, you get that number. And now it's like they're on a frenzy because it's easy cash. They found a way to do it. So you have teenagers, 17 to 19 to 20-something years old, who are knocking over these big ships that have kind of skeleton crews. They're giant ships, but the crew itself is small, you know, 20 guys or so. And they can't seem to stop it. Luckily, when the pirates went after the U.S. ship, they blasted it with a rain of bullets. fired at a ship that was carrying humanitarian supplies off Somalia, but they weren't able to hit anyone. It was the Liberty Sun. Had about 20 guys on board, 20 sailors. And you had pirates in two boats. They were about 300 miles off of Mogadishu. And they just decided to open fire through grenades, the whole thing. Automatic weapons, launched it all. So the ship was damaged. And, of course, immediately they called for help from the U.S. Navy, which, what did they dispatch? The Bainbridge, who was in the waterways. How long is it going to take the Bainbridge to reach the Liberty Sun? This is a delay for Captain Richard Phillips, who was supposed to be reunited with his crew and return home, because he was just picked up a couple of days ago. Man. And you know, honestly, what the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, is saying, we cannot commit a bunch of ships to this, because you're talking about criminals. This is a crime. We're not talking about terrorist acts. We're not talking, at least that we know of, although there could be a link to this. But so far, they're not calling it that. We're calling it criminal activity. So the international community has to get together and decide what to do, because, frankly, we can't afford to produce enough ships to, you know, produce enough ships in that area to go up and down and protect all of these great big freighters that go through there, and even the smaller ones. You can't have these American destroyers doing that. It would cost us a bundle. So you have the captain who's rescued, who said throughout the entire ordeal his life was threatened, where he thought they were going to pull the trigger. He really thought that. That's why he tried to swim away from the boat at one point. Still not reunited with the family, as I said. He's going to take a charter flight to meet his family at Andrews Air Force Base. And you have to wait and see, though. This Bainbridge, of course, trying to help the other ship. Pirates who were between 17, 19, 20, like I said, untrained teens with heavy weapons in their hands. And you know what that leads to. Ugh. I said it before and I'll say it again. What's the answer to this? Just get a private army on board. A couple of guys that patrol these giant freights, and they're completely armed. They throw grenades, they do whatever they have to do. Because the problem is going to be the monetary factor of this. Can't commit that many ships. It's too big of an area to patrol. They're coming in different waves, coming in smaller boats and all that sort of stuff. And there's only so much you can do. And so much you can commit to it. So even if the president is saying you got to put an end to this piracy, and so is Francis Sarkozy and everybody else in between, it doesn't do it amounts to a hill of beans if you can't commit the resources to it. So, you know, what do you think? Do you think a border czar will help the situation in Mexico? Is that the way to stop the cartel and the guns and the money and everything else and the illegal immigrants from crossing the border? Another border czar? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We'll talk about it on the flip side.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237, extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115, to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, extension 115, for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
And taken together, these actions are starting to generate signs of economic progress. 2009 will continue to be a difficult year for America's economy, and obviously most difficult for those who've lost their jobs. The severity of this recession will cause more job loss, more foreclosures, and more pain before it ends. It was caused by a perfect storm of irresponsibility and poor decision-making that stretched from Wall Street to Washington to Main Street. The worst thing that we could do in a recession this severe is to try to cut government spending at the same time as families and businesses around the world are cutting back on their spending. We have to realize that we cannot go back to the bubble and bust economy that led us to this point. If we don't lay this new foundation now, it won't be long before we're right back where we are today.
President Obama has spoken, and he's saying, yeah, you know, it doesn't do us any good if we're not optimistic about the state of where we're going. But is he being overly optimistic? Let me tell you this. How many people can relate to what's going on with credit cards? Are you one of those people, you pay the credit card on time, pay it on time, and then you pay a little bit more, you're paying more. I mean, you're not paying just the minimum, you're paying more anyway. And then you find that the crazy credit cards raise the rates, even if you've always paid it on time. I mean, talk about a racket. The credit card companies have a stranglehold on, I think, Americans. That's what it is. First of all, when you're a kid in college, they give kids who want to just party, have fun, or even if they're serious about their studies, they're going to go crazy in some way when they get these card offers and feel like, yeah, I can pay it back. I'm going to be, a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief, whatever I'm going to be, but I'm going to make money. And then before they know it, they've spent, or they're going to get another degree or whatever, they've spent so much money, put so much on the credit card, they can't get out of that awful hole. And they keep raising that APR. You miss a payment? Oh, you're screwed. I can't sugarcoat it. But the thing that I think gets me the worst is when people pay on time and they raise it anyway. And then you call them up and you get some cockamamie reason for what they've done. And then you try to have a conversation with them about it. And there it's like a brick wall. And why? Because you just have the pipsqueak on the phone. No offense to anybody who might be doing this. You don't have the head honcho. It just all rolls downhill. Anybody in that situation? You know, I should have brought this up earlier. I was talking to somebody on the phone the other day, a friend of mine who lost her job. She worked in the LASIK LASIK field, and she excelled in it, had made a practice really thrive, and they had opened new centers and all this stuff. But, of course, who's getting LASIK when we're being strangled by a, quotes, recession, right? Nobody's doing that because you're going to cut things out. So you wear glasses a little bit longer and you wait till it bounces back. There won't be as many people. And eventually, and they let her go, they gave her glowing references and all that other sort of stuff. So she still manages to pay everything on time, but has that very same thing happen to her. And it was through Bank of America, where all of a sudden she gets this extra charges. And she says, listen, you know, I pay this on time. Why is this happening? Well, because periodically we do that. What kind of an answer is that? Thanks for paying, but periodically we raise that rate. So are we seeing that things are cresting in a different direction? I'm going to say no. And I saw some ugly numbers today when it talks about, you know, the jobless rate. And I'm not trying to pound this into you and make this a negative show because, my God, if anything, we need to laugh, don't we? But the highest it's been in 25 years, 8.5%, that's the unemployment number. Wow. 5.1 million losing jobs. And you take that with the housing crunch and where housing still is, because it's still a mess in many, many states. And again, not trying to be bleak here, just trying to be a little bit realistic. But the turnaround that's expected, some are saying it's not going to be till 2013. So do we need the credit card companies jacking with us when we're the people who pay instead of rewarding you and letting the balance go? Well, the answer is they want to keep you in that cycle of never being able to pay it off. And then here's the craziest thing. If you pay down a credit card and you haven't used it in a long time, they just cut it. They'll just call you and say, you know, your credit card is no longer good because it's inactive because of use, so we're closing your account. What? So I decided to be responsible to not use as many credit cards. But, geez, I still probably would have kept your credit card and used it down the line, but I'm paying it off. I mean, whatever. Do you guys see where I'm going with this cycle? We're going to talk about the cycle of abuse. There is the cycle of abuse with the credit card companies. Hey, like I said, I should have thrown this out before. And because I'm talking about taxes and money and all that sort of stuff, please call me and share your credit card horror story if you've got one. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Let's ask the captain of the ship here on America Tonight tonight. Matt Johnson, do you have any credit cards?
I had a bunch of credit cards, and now I am just paying them off and not using them anymore.
But see, you're in that group, so you're paying them off and not using them.
Right.
But maybe you would, I think, and I don't know, we'll just ask you, would you, once you pay them all off, wouldn't you want to keep just maybe one or two for an emergency?
I'd probably keep one.
Okay, so you keep one. But if they all cut you off, you can't even keep one.
Right.
And do you find sometimes you have charges that don't make sense? Do you see the APR go up sometimes? And have you had that happen yet to you?
Oh, yeah, I did have that happen. I pretty much quit using all my credit cards about 2 years ago. And I just solely used, like, a debit card and cash because I was sick of all the interest charges and different things that I don't need to be paying for.
Yeah, it's funny. I do the same thing. I don't really, it would have to be an emergency, and I would be the same way as Matt. Once everything in my life is paid down, I would just have one, because there is that chance, and you have some credit in case you need to use it, even if you don't want to. But I do the debit card thing on the same way, and it's just not wanting to be trapped in that cycle of paying, and then getting bills where you look at it and it's higher from the time before, but you paid more, and you can't bloody figure it out. And it's part of the cycle of abuse that continues with the credit card companies. What a racket. Ridiculous. I mean, how many times have we seen various senators and congressmen rail against credit card companies, but yet nothing is really ever done. And then you ask yourself, why is nothing ever really done? Because guess what? Who's pumping in some of the money, some of the special interests, even though it's supposed to be cut out? It's not really. And who's pumping the money into some of these campaigns? The answer is the credit card companies. Look at the company behind the credit card and trace that. Ugh. Infuriating. I know there is stories out there. I want you to call 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I know this is Ramsey's territory, and he has all the great platitudes about cutting up the credit cards and get rid of it and share your story. But, man, like I said, I could probably go around a room, and I bet if we filled a room, let's say we filled a room with, we'll just take a smaller group. Let's say we bought lunch for 50 America Tonight listeners. We went around the room and everybody shared their credit card story or how much they were in debt with just the credit cards. Guarantee every person in that room, I could randomly pick them out, guarantee every single one of them had at least one credit card and could talk to some significant snag that had happened in their life, whether it was they had a fight, they lost their credit card, somebody got their credit card, they had a fight to get the money put back, whatever the deal is. There's almost every person I've met has some story related to it. Some story related to it. So the president there talking about the economy and talking about the bounce back and the banks and all that sort of stuff, because they have to start lending. If they don't start lending, then, you know, there's no money that's going to be pumped out there. And here we sit and we're getting ready, or hopefully lots of you have already filed your taxes, but it is the 15th and it's a dreaded day for so many because they can't afford to pay the taxes. They think they're filling them out wrong. They're not getting much of a refund anyway, so they don't care. It's not significant enough. And I keep saying to myself, I think of the three dreaded letters, AIG, I think of all the bailouts, and I keep saying to myself, okay, if we live in the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, and we have people, 45 million people who don't have insurance, why can't we, the American people, get a check then? If we're going to go into all this crazy debt, and at trillions of dollars of debt, why don't we get a bailout? Why don't we get a check in the mail that can help us pay down something or stimulate the economy? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Don Germano with Kmart. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Kmart. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service and proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. Our goal is to ensure all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400.
And they got the money. I don't understand why the credit card companies are still keeping us in a vice. I mean, don't you feel caught in a vice? I know some of you do that are listening to me right now. So I've decided that I'm going to cheer us all up here on America tonight. Hey, Kate Delaney, hanging with you. And here's what we're going to do. Matt is now going to open the gates of the dungeon, and let's throw them all in, Matt.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, worse than a pirate attack. Take that, you credit card companies. In sports shorts tonight, we have a couple of things for you. You know, it was sad. I was talking the other day about Harry Callis and the fact that he slumped over and died in the booth when the Phils were taking on the Nationals, but what a fitting way to go in the booth at age 73, and it was the longtime voice of NFL films as well. Well, we go from Harry Callis, and there's huge celebrations in Philadelphia to honor him and all that sort of stuff, to a story that I was talking to a sports injury doctor about, that he was telling me he was seeing more and more kids, and this is, you know, people have done stories on this before. But doctors say that the increase is pretty significant. They keep seeing the spike in sports injuries with young children, that it's getting younger and younger. And so they're worried that kids are being pushed by the parents much too hard to excel. You know, there's these private coaches, despite the recession and everything else, because they're trying to make their kids become the star athlete in eventually when they hit the college, high school level and the college level, but they're starting them out as really tiny kids. This one doc that I talked to told me he had a little girl that had come in with a sprained ankle, and she had something wrong with her arm too, some kind of, it's not tendonitis because she was too young for that, it's something else, but she had come in for that kind of an injury, and apparently it was a tennis-related injury where it was from drills. And I'm thinking, wow, that young, and to be, you know, and maybe she wants to do it, but you have to think the parent's hand is in that somewhere. I mean, it's a fair or foul for sure. I don't think that anybody should be stopped, any kid should be stopped when they want to do it, but how far are they being pushed by the kids? See, I thought that was a phenomenon that was dying. I thought the crazy, nutty parents that were on the sidelines that were screaming their lungs out and pushing their kid, and, you know, there's like that sad and sad clip in Bad News Bears where the father whacks the kid for not doing what he was supposed to do, and yeah, I'm sure some of you listening to me have seen it, but I thought there was a trend to go take a step back from that, but apparently not. If you're seeing practically toddlers that are showing up in doctor's offices for sports-related injuries, wow. How young do you put the kids out there? I mean, I know there's the Tiger Woods of America, and there's a few of those rare kids, but you certainly can't think these 3 and 4 and 5 and 6-year-olds are all, you're trying to turn them all into a future idol. Wow. Crazy. I almost would have thrown those people in the dungeon, but I prefer the credit card folks to the parents who can't help but fawn over their kids and push them. And what damage are they doing is something worthwhile certainly asking. Got an email here from Neil because I threw this out earlier about taxes and the fact that, geez, there's some people who filed taxes electronically last year and they're still looking for refunds. And for whatever reason, a group of people, many people, have had their returns rejected by the IRS, by the computer. And the reason why, in some cases, is because of a Social Security number. And it showed that maybe they already filed or whatever. It turns out somebody had stolen their Social Security number. Or they had false tax returns because somebody had stolen tax returns. And then, of course, there are plenty of tax return scams, whether it's Social Security number, company ID, you know, whatever the deal might be. But if somehow they get yours, boy, that would be infuriating, wouldn't it? I mean, what happened to this big overhaul we were supposed to see with the IRS? Remember, they got a new commissioner. We haven't seen, I don't think there's anything that's different with identity theft. There's an 800 number that you can go to. And there is a new unit that they created with the IRS. But when you have people that are floating around from a year, 2 years ago, still are out $2,000, $4,000, whatever amount of money they're out, that's ridiculous. That's too much. They should get their money back. I mean, how much faith do you have in the system? Have you ever had to call the IRS? Have you ever been on hold and gotten that runaround? Ooh. Yeah, I have. And it's funny, I just went off on the whole credit card thing, MasterCard, Visa, you name it, just, you know, du jour, just pick, it's kind of like boxing with all the different letters, just pick any credit card. And some of the things that happen with the credit card companies are certainly ridiculous, but you want to talk about another agency that's infuriating, I'd have to say the IRS. And how many people believe. It's like this amnesty thing for illegal immigrants. How many people believe that if there are people in this country illegally and have been here for a while, first of all, how much money could they possibly be making that they're going to be able to afford to step forward, pay a fine, and do the amnesty thing? IRS, baby. Young Matt, the smartest one in the room, because he got a refund and he used it to put back into tickets for the Minnesota Twins. That's a deal. The rest of us are sweating it out in the last couple of hours to come up with the money, or just because we couldn't get it together fast enough, or, like in my case, you didn't get the paperwork you needed quickly enough to turn it over. So, bottom line is, can't hide from the IRS. Don't they find a way to find you? It's like the famous people, because they're famous, so-and-so avoided their taxes. It's like all of the people, half of the people, the handful of people anyway, that Obama picked out, plucked out of obscurity who owed taxes, including the Secretary of the Treasury, Tim Geithner. They found a way to get him, didn't they? So you got to file that income tax thing, though. Here's the bottom line. This is what they say. You have to file a return no matter what, because the worst thing that you can ever do with the Internal Revenue Service is to ignore them, because then they will find a way to come after you. Now, this is what's interesting. The IRS received about 102 million returns as of the end of last week, and they expect to get 20 million more in returns this week, because you have job losses, the economy, all that other stuff, and the IRS is pledging that they're going to be nicer about people struggling to pay the tax bill. They're offering to waive late penalties and negotiate new payment plans and postpone seizures and all that sort of stuff. But the bottom line is, you have to file or you red flag yourself. If you don't file it, you, what is it that ultimately you would get? I guess 5% a month on any unpaid taxes? Yeah, something like that. And that, obviously, that adds up over time. That's what it is. It starts to add up. About 10 million people are going to file for extensions this year, and that's up from last year. And really, is there any advantage for an extension? Well, you can file as late as October 15th. Man, that would be death to me. That'd be giving me too much time. Hey, Matt, you already filed your taxes. We talked about that, right?
That is correct.
And it was easy to do yours. You did the easy form. You just put in a couple of the single-digit numbers.
Exactly.
And then that money you were getting under the table for working the hot dog vending machines.
That gets pocketed.
That's right. And when you were at the bar and you were a bar back in your spare time, all that went in the jeans pockets and you pulled it out later?
Of course. It doesn't get reported.
Yeah, you wonder, you know, the jobs that you have that you wonder if the people report all the income. I mean, come on, you're a waiter, you're a waitress, and you're relying on tips because you don't get paid anything. How many people are just dead on to the dime reporting what they're supposed to report? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
On the highway to hell, and that's why we declared state sovereignty. Did you hear this? Never has it been more true. Don't mess with Texas. Can't make this stuff up. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So Perry joined another state rep and some sponsors of a resolution in support of states' rights under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. You remember that one? Basically, in a nutshell, Perry said that the federal government's become too oppressive in their size and intrusion into the lives of our citizens and interference with the affairs of our state. And so he's got unwavering support that he is throwing toward reaffirming the state's rights and pushing the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, that there should be a return to the letter and spirit of that. And said millions of Texans are tired of Washington, D.C., trying to come down to Texas and tell them how to run the state. You got to love that. Think anybody else is going to declare sovereignty, or is this just a Texas thing? Hey, the one thing I would agree with here, and I say it all the time because I'm about small government, it is getting scary, isn't it? It's funny, at the same time where Rick Perry is saying Texas is declaring sovereignty and backing it up with the 10th. You have Janet Janet Napolitano, who is saying that Homeland Security is here to tell you, we got to warn you that right-wing radicals will not be tolerated, that there's too much extremism. And I happened to read this story earlier in the day from the Washington Times that they noticed what they're calling, they're terming it right-wing extremist activity because of the economic recession and the election of America's first black president. And they're actually pinning it on a couple of different reasons why, and that's some of them. So what they're talking about is groups and solo people that are dedicated to a single issue, like opposition to abortion or immigration. Wow. The funny thing is after coming out and coming up with this report, the White House has pretty much distanced itself from any of this analysis. The White House didn't even want to comment on any of the contents in it. All they would say is that we just want to protect all Americans, and that's it. It was a 9-page document that was basically sent to the cops, to sheriff's departments across the U.S., and the headline read, Right-Wing Extremism, Current Economic and Political Climate Fueling the Resurgence in Radical Recruitment. That's what it said. And, of course, the president is distancing himself for that because he doesn't want to make a comment on it. And what the Homeland Security people are saying is it's just an ongoing series of assessments by the State Department to give us a greater understanding of what's happening across the U.S. And this report was first disclosed to the public nationally. I mean, the first time I heard of it was the other day, but Roger Hedcock is the guy who came up with, I guess, the specifics on it. And he does a show out of San Diego. And so he had that, he said that Homeland Security doesn't have specific information about domestic right-wing terrorists, that they're planning acts of violence, just that they're warning of future organizations gaining recruits. So now, are they going to spy on organizations? Are you going to start to have that kind of problem again? Do you think, but man, talk about, I don't know that I think that that's the right label for that kind of a file. The recession, the first black president, she's watching us, baby. And then you have the governor of Texas declaring sovereignty in the midst of all of this. Wow. And of course, then we have tax day coming and a surge in of people who can't pay their taxes because, frankly, they don't have the money. They were laid off. I mean, look at in Los Angeles. The school board voted to lay off 5,400 people. 5,400 people losing their jobs. They're talking about preschool folks, you know, where you take kids to the preschool. They're not in kindergarten, obviously not in first grade and whatnot. In some states, because in some organizations, they're saying they can't afford it. And because parents can't afford it, so they're finding other ways to take care of their kids. They're talking about, in more states, closing some of those. Wow. So what happens? I guess you have to have in-laws or you have to have grandparents or somebody who's able to take care of them. Jeez. All right, we're going to go to the email here in a second. You can shoot me an email, as I'm fond of saying here on America Tonight, americatonight.net. And, of course, I know people are still getting used to the 800 number, but after a couple of weeks, you'll have it memorized. Trust me. If Mark and Don could find me the other night and Jana could find me in Iowa, you'll be able to find me. I have had a couple of people have emailed me, and I've emailed you back the number, but it's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Some of the stories that we talked about earlier included the fact that the pirates hijacked yet another U.S. ship. So they made good on their promise that they were going to go after another, after American, after France. It was a Long Island-based ship called the Liberty Sun. It was carrying humanitarian aid once again Just a small crew, a 20-man crew. They were unhurt, but the boat, as I mentioned a couple of times during the show, was pretty much shot up. At least the front of it was, anyway, and there was certainly damage. What was interesting is you had guys on the boat, because of, I think, what just happened with the Maersk Alabama, you had guys that were text messaging their families to tell them, geez, bullets are flying around, that's, you know, on the ship, but I'm okay, don't worry about it. And there's not much you can do about this pirate thing. I've said it already. The U.S. isn't going to put too much muscle into it because they're treating it as a criminal deal, not as a terroristic threat. And this involves international ships as well. The one that was captured the other day was from Greece. Of course, we saw what happened with a French ship. So how much, you know, how much money can you pump into this when we have other concerns with the dollars that are much fewer when it comes to the war chest at the Pentagon? You'd have to have so many rotating escorts that it would be cost prohibitive, certainly. Look, I'll say it and I'll say it again 100 times. Just was asked this. What should we do? What we should do is these ships should hire private armies and just have a couple of guys that patrol the boats, and they know what to do, and that's what they do. They hire the private army. Or, and some of the callers said this the other day, what you have is people who are flat out just armed. They have to be armed. Then that way, if their life is threatened, somebody jumps on the ship, then they know what to do, and they'll do it. I mean, how many of those guys are going to want to now take at least pistols on with them? If they can shoot guns at all, I'm sure they want to have something with them for protection, because we're seeing, you know, this upswing, if anything, in more ships being captured and more people being held for ransom. So you have two choices. You take the two-week way and you go around the horn, and it costs a gazillion extra dollars. You take the shortcut way and you risk it, but somebody on that ship better be armed. Of course, when you're talking about AK-47s versus a handgun, yeah, a little bit different. Coming up, if you're hanging around in the next hour, we're going to talk about the Tea Party Nation. Are you going to a tea party? Do you know anybody who's been to a tea party? Do you support the tea party idea? Ponder it.
You're not entitled to a refund.